doing strong.
Perfect, I got demons too. I don't need you to give me more. I just
Dame University. Dame, it's Dame time. He is coming to Milwaukee. He tweeted it himself. This is Kyle Bruston-Ortman, KBN across ESPN Wisconsin. And we keep the guest list growing and going. Zora Stevenson, formerly of Bally Sports Wisconsin, now of NBC Sports. I saw her doing some coverage with Simone Bott. I mean, you're everywhere, Zora, and we're so happy to have you on right now. What was your reaction to Damian Lillard to the Milwaukee Bucks?
Well, first, how quickly you all transition. You got the Dame Dollar beats going. It's like, dang, I hope you gave some love to my guy Drew Holiday.
We did. Drew is super important.
I know.
To the community, to the Bucks, to the championship in 21. Him and his wife have done a lot for the community. Drew will get all the love. He will be remembered forever as a Milwaukee Buck legend. But this is big news in terms of the Bucks organization listening to some comments that Giannis has made and making a splash.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm sitting here doing my research for college football coming up this weekend. I thought I was going to lock in for the afternoon, get some writing done. All of a sudden, I get a notification on my phone. I'm like, oh, I think I screamed. I think I actually screamed.
Ah!
Oh, my goodness. And then you kind of bring yourself back to life a little bit. On the court, right? Let's take all, like, I mean, Drew and Lauren, oh my gosh, the holidays are amazing as they are advertised. So let's take all the personal stuff out of it. At first inclination, I was like, okay, but the defense of Drew Holiday, you're going to miss that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then it's like some of the big problems that the Bucks have had in recent years has been offense, especially in the playoffs. The offense has just looked like mud. And Giannis just has had no room to work. And, you know, even if he's off the court, you know, this past, you know, playoffs, he was hurt. It's like you got to have someone else who can get it going. I mean, the guy's nickname is Dame Time, right? That's what he does, is late game situations, late game execution. And all summer, Giannis has been talking about wanting to win. And we know, right, that the Bucks have always wanted to win. But there's no, I mean, I don't want to say no one, but you talk about a guy that's hungry. He's never had it before. This core of this Bucks team, they've won. And human nature, yes, you're hungry and you want another one, but at the end of the day, you know that you've reached the mountaintop. You have that championship. Damian Lillard has never done that. And so the energy and the passion and the grit that he's going to have to try and leave everything on the line to get a championship for the first time is going to be different than some of these other people. And it seems as such that Giannis is trying to find someone who can match his energy, right? Match the mean mug, and Dame Time might be that guy. I love when the Bucks make a splash in the NBA. I literally texted someone, and I was like, I love this team. Because just as everyone is going about their day, John Horst strikes again. Never underestimate that man. And I love how quiet the Milwaukee Bucks move. That's just
not anymore.
Zora, I love.
Right, yeah, you know, Dame might, yeah, it might be because, you know, Giannis will post stuff here and there, but Damian Lillard interacts with the fans in a different way. Bobby Portis does it sometimes, but I think that'll be fun too throughout the season. Like, if you're ever wondering what's going on in Damian Lillard's head, he'll probably tweet about it.
You're gonna find out.
Zora, you have a very unique perspective on this team, this locker room, and we just see everything from the outside looking in. And historically, sometimes this works, sometimes it doesn't work when you just try to throw superstars together. How do you think that Damian fits into this locker room from personality standpoint, just knowing what the vibes and personalities of the locker room are, and from either what a little or a lot you know about Dame, how do you think this fits from a locker room and personalities perspective inside the building?
Right. I think someone coming from Portland and someone who, you know, devoted his loyalty to that city until he got to a point where he just felt like it wasn't working anymore. And he really, really tried to make it work. I think him and Giannis have a lot in common in that aspect. Giannis's, you know, small market team has just flourished, right? And it's almost like the opposite. Like Dame, Giannis and Milwaukee is everything that Dame was trying to create in Portland, and it just never worked out. And so I think they're going to match each other's vibe a little bit. The Milwaukee locker room is chill. It really is. Good human beings who come to work every day, who want to win, who are passionate about the game, but are also really involved in the community and have things off the court that they really care about. Very family oriented. spouses and kids and extended family are always around, and the families themselves hang out together. So as long as Damian Lillard is down to be a part of a culture that's already been created, I think it'll be great. But you know what's interesting too is Milwaukee is at a time where so much is shifting because you've got a new head coach. It's like everything that maybe even I knew about the Bucks and how they operated is kind of shifting right now. And maybe it's a good time for that as you get a name like Damian Lillard coming in. Maybe there is some room to rewrite the script a little bit. But we know that locker room is always going to breed the essence of Giannis. And that means someone who is hardworking, desperately wants to win, as he's talked about all summer, but also someone who genuinely cares about the people he loves in his life. And so it's balancing those two things. And I would put Chris Middleton in that same conversation as well. Mild-mannered, quiet person. Maybe a lot, Bobby Portis is maybe – I mean, even Bobby is not – I mean, when you're in that locker room, they kind of all are to themselves, you know, say jokes here and there. But, I think Dame will fit into that. The Portland lifestyle, maybe he'll even see more sun here in Milwaukee, dare I say that, than Oregon all those years.
Zora, this is Kyle here. I'm so happy to have you here. And we are speaking with Zora Stevenson, former Milwaukee Bucks sideline and digital reporter, now of NBC Sports. Zora, first and foremost, I love how much you have basically adopted this city of Milwaukee as your own. The excitement you have about this, even talking about looking at the bright side of the weather. I know you're a Virginia girl, you're a Southern, you're kind of south, going southeast, and you're just talking about the weather here.
Yeah, you lost me at that,
I love
Zora.
It.
I'm
I love
a transplant, but I'm a Midwest guy, and I'm like, wait, what? The sun comes out.
He is probably going to see more sun here than in Portland.
Maybe a fraction.
It's a reflection of Portland. How brutal that is.
That is very factual. But Zora, you know, we talk about we have Dame now. We have Giannis. Yeah. But then we also have Chris Middleton. With Chris Middleton getting aged and kind of had the injury the last couple seasons, is this a better position for Chris to kind of be in that number three role now moving forward?
Yeah, I don't want to do the rating 1, 2, 3 just. Yeah, and yeah, like on paper, you know what it is. But short answer to that is yes, because as much focus as you can put on other, I think it's going to help everybody. It's going to help Brooke. It's going to help Giannis. Shoot, it's going to help Dame, because teams are going to have to pick who they're going to guard. Do you go big? Do you go small? You got Bobby Portis coming off the bench. There's just so many different ways that this team can play. And so I think it's going to help out all the superstars, Chris included. Maybe one game it's Chris goes off, and the next game it's Giannis, and the next game it's Dame. Or, you know, it's interesting, something we should think about is maybe Giannis goes off in the first half, and then at halftime the team adjusts, and so Giannis is shut down a little bit more, and then, you know, as we go through the game, it develops into Dame time. I think that's a situation that we could see multiple times. The sky is the limit. But I think it'll be exciting to have Dame, a guy who wants the basketball in his hands at clutch time, rather than trying to look for Giannis. And not to say that anybody else on this team is not comfortable taking a late game situation shot, because Chris Middleton has done it time and time again. But when you have a guy like Dame out there, where everybody on the court probably knows that Dame wants to keep the basketball, if he gets into the rhythm of looking for his teammates and realizing, hey, Chris Middleton's wide open in the corner, I think that could be really good. Something I just thought about as I was talking, though, is Damian Lillard hasn't really been in a situation with another super, superstar. I mean, C.J. McCollum was a big star, but not of Giannis's caliber. And so I'm wondering how he's going to be with, and not to say he can't do it, it'll just be different and an adjustment of, you know, there's other guys on this team that need to get the rock.
Yeah,
maybe even both. Yeah, and so I'm interested to see how that'll develop. I'm sure that's why you have training camp and all that, but I was just thinking about that as I was talking.
Yeah, and again, I think that's one of those things where it's a great problem to have, and if you make your intentions known that you want to win a championship, you figure those things out, and that's what Coach Griffin was hired to do, and we will see what happens moving forward. But we know you were prepping for your college football weekend. Appreciate you joining us on short notice. Zora Stevenson from NBC Sports. Thanks.